Ben here from 2.3 FM. I'm at the Keswick conference this week, and it's been a great week. I'm here with Heath. How are you, Heath?
I'm doing okay for the day.
I've talked Keith into coming for an interview. So you've got a disability, Heath. What's
I've got a lot of disabilities.
Yeah.
But I think I'll just share a little bit of my story because I've got psychosocial, so I've got all sorts of stuff. I'm on the spectrum and all that sort of stuff, which is another story in itself and how I came to find out and what it did transforming my life. But also have spinal injuries. I've got injuries to my lungs and to my heart and all to my upper body. Moral of the story is don't crash a four-wheel drive in a bank at 80 kilometres an hour with a quarter ton of material behind it. Yes, it doesn't go well.
That's an amazing bit of advice, Keith. And how do you cope with it, mate? Like, how are you going with everything? And as you said, it was quite a challenge. Every part of your day seems to...
Look, I can only really put it down to one thing, and that's the Lord. And I've broken my spine three times. And I've struggled through life because of mental health issues, and in a world where my health issues were undiagnosed, I was considered to be a difficult child and a troubled individual, but it turned out to be something else. But in 1993, I had a very large motor vehicle accident, my second one, and it was a freak accident due to some debris or some oil left on the road from a previous accident and a black spot, and my car spun out of control and I went head on to a medium lane barrier. And the very first miracle was, rather than hitting the brake as I accelerated towards the barrier, I hit the accelerator instead. And that saved my life, and the car picked up speed, went the medium lane barrier and threw up in the air rather than being crumpled. And I landed on top of the medium lane barrier, and my spine compressed and blew apart. And the top part and the bottom part of my back went in different directions. And I was there for the quarter of my spinal cord going down and sideways and down. And I got to the hospital, and you don't know what's going on. All you know is your body's not working, but you just can't comprehend that you've had a severe spinal break. And I'm lying there in hospital and really confused. And in that moment, God had something really profound to say to me. And which changed my life so incredibly. And he basically said, I would have to face what's ahead of me. And I knew instantly that there was no easy way out. Prayer won't save me from this. I just had to go on a rough road. And that was an amazing gift that God gave me. Because in that, God took that time to temper into me contentment with what I had. And he was, God's focus for me seemed to be about my freedom. And I thought I would never walk again. And, you know, I spent a quarter year flat on my back. And I remember the very first steps I was able to take. I remember having to relearn all the nerves in your feet to move and things like that. And it was incredible. And even the nurses and doctors said it was a miracle because my spinal cord was just held together by the very minimum what was left of it. The very minimum. And they said if they operated, they could never save it. They would go. And they took some unorthodox processes to actually do that.
Wow, what an amazing story. What an inspiring story that you went through all that. So were you a Christian before this all happened?
Yes, I was.
And it must have challenged your faith to no end, or was that one moment in hospital enough to get you moving forward again, or would you have had challenges with God?
It wasn't my first experience with suffering. And one thing that I've learned is you can't hold on to God, but he can hold on to you. And the amount of times that I've sort of almost just given up, and you turn around and you just literally run into God.
Yeah.
It's quite an incredible thing.
Yep.
So you've got to, it's, I don't think it's as simple as that, it was black and white. I remember in my young years when I was suffering intensely and reading through the Bible and how people like Moses, you know, how many years in the wilderness he was.
Yep.
And all these great people of God, you know, we look at Joseph and the amount of time he was isolated from his family. And I thought, man, 20, 40 years. How could they do that? And for me, it's been longer than that.
Mm.
But the thing is, I can't sustain myself.
Yeah.
But I've got one who does.
Yeah, amen. And it must have been a challenge for your family too, like the family behind you, or, you know, do you get strength from your family?
No.
No?
Not at all, no.
Yeah, well, that's... I'm sure you've got some amazing people behind you anyway that sort of give you support and whatnot. But I'm wondering if you've got a golden bit of strength you can provide to maybe people in a similar situation that mightn't have God, that you might be able to offer to them. Is there a bit of advice for these sort of people out there?
God makes an incredible difference.
Yep.
I can't emphasize that. In situations that would be hopeless, you know, there is hope. And, you know, it is, and I have been very blessed that I've had God on my journey. I think without him, I don't think I would have lived. I don't think I could have coped. But I've got a lot to be grateful for and a lot to be so much joyous about. And that's not because of me, it's because of what God has done in me.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. If you're suffering, dealing with it alone is very hard. But with God, it's so different.
Amen. That's so true with anything. Can I ask one more favor of your heap?
Yes.
If you could say a quick prayer for maybe people that are struggling with injury and all that sort of stuff. Do you think you could just say a quick prayer, 20 seconds or something?
It's a hard one. I just think to myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really, you know, as we struggle, the struggle is so deep and so hard.
Yeah.
And so great that sometimes even prayer seems so not only tough. And I think it's another thing to understand that often when we suffer, and people have been suffering long term, there is that struggle, that disconnectedness that we can feel.
All right. All good. No worries. Well, I really appreciate your time today, Heath. And it must have been hard to come and talk with us. So I really do appreciate it. And, yeah, praise God. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.